This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Say yes to Pure Leaf tea and free gas for a year only at True North Convenience Stores. When it comes to quality, say yes to the delicious taste of real brewed Pure Leaf tea. True North stores are stocked with your favorite flavors like unsweetened, extra sweet, and raspberry. For a limited time, enter for a chance to win free gas for a year. Check the True Rewards app for details or download the mobile app from the Apple or Google Play stores. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Now, here's the fun part. Now that we're done with this Pete Alonso crap, Saquon Barkley's going to play a football game on Sunday. All right? I've been thinking about this all week long. What are his final stats for Saquon Barkley in Super Bowl 59? Let's start things off with Tommy Lugauer.
All right, Evan. I'm going to go 17 carries. For 115 yards, one touchdown, two catches for 20 yards.
Okay. Any turnovers?
No turnovers.
Zero turnovers. All right. I'm going to build this up like a main event. Like, I'm going to go next, and then Tiki and Sean are like the co-main events because Sean's a hater and Tiki's a legend. I'm going to go with 27 carries. For 192 yards.
Wow.
And two touchdowns. He's not going to do much catching the football. I'm going to go like two catches, 12 yards, zero turnovers. High scoring game, but monster game. 27 carries, 192 yards, and two touchdowns for Saquon Barkley in Super Bowl 59. Tiki Barber.
He's going to have 30 carries.
Oh.
160 yards, no touchdowns. Five catches for 50 yards.
Zero turnovers.
No turnovers. He doesn't turn the ball over.
Is he the Super Bowl MVP?
He can if he doesn't score touchdowns.
So you're going to say no?
No.
Okay. Sean Morash, your guy. This is what you've been banking on. We're finally here.
And they're losing.
Saquon Barkley's statistical performance, which may determine the rest of your life, if we're being honest. Like, your sports livelihood may be on the line.
Not what you want to happen, what you think is actually going to happen.
That's right. Sean Morash, the floor is yours.
17 carries, 69 yards, one fumble, two catches, 15 yards, one drop pass that goes up in the air for a pick six. One touchdown.
Where was he getting the touchdown from?
Well, carrying the ball.
Oh, so he's going 17 carries, 69 yards, and a touchdown.
Yep.
Okay. Thank you, Sean. We appreciate it. So I was the most positive on Saquon. You were the most negative. Let's see what happens. He was pretty positive, too, though. I mean, you have him going for 160 yards.
Yeah, because they're going to feed it to him. They have to.
If he puts up the stats I predicted and the Eagles win, he is an absolute mortal lock to win the Super Bowl MVP.
Yes.
But I'm not telling you the Eagles are going to win. I'll tell you one thing right now. The over-under in this game is 48.5, which is kind of ironic. Maybe not ironic is the right word, but it's the same over-under as both the AFC Championship game and the NFC Championship game. Exactly the same, right around that 48 number. Both of those games hit the over, and both of those games hit the over by a lot.
I mean, what was the last game? It's 57. That was
38, which one, the Eagle?
38-35.
38-35, game-winning field goal.
So why
is time expired.
Why is this one so low?
I think the Kansas City defense being really good, their offense not being really that explosive this season. Mm. Remember, they scored 32 points against the Bills. That was only the second time all year they scored more than 30
points. This is more on the Kansas City Chiefs. Because the way that the Chiefs have to win this game is to take the air out of the ball.
Right.
We usually say that about teams playing the Chiefs, but they don't score a ton of points.
You know what's funny, though? My prediction right now is they're going to score a lot of points. Hmm. I think they will defy that trend, so I would definitely hit the over.
So you think this is a shootout?
I think it's going to be similar to the one from 2 years ago. 38-35, I think that is going to be a similar final score.
The Eagles have not allowed more than 23 points, or they've only allowed more than 23 points once in September.
Even more reason I'll be right. They do. there's a lot of dues. Look, those are good reasons why the number's only 48.5. I mean, the Chiefs have not been a dynamic offense this season.
Right.
They just haven't. You know, Patrick Mahomes has not had a dynamic season. There's a reason he wasn't an MVP finalist this season.
Right.
But I think this is going to be a high-scoring Super Bowl.
High-scoring, you say, huh? Well, the road to New Orleans on the fan is sponsored by Bet365. You think anybody else is scoring a touchdown besides Saquon if it's high-scoring?
Yes.
Jalen Hurts is definitely scoring.
Oh, no doubt. Tush push. And everyone's going to bitch that it should be banned. That's literally what's going to happen.
Evan, your prediction for Saquon, let me get into the brain of Evan Roberts here. Are you trying to set up a scenario where the Chiefs win the Super Bowl and Barkley wins the MVP of the game? So Sean has to sort of like wiggle that out of that suit?
Is that not the dream scenario?
How does that happen, though? I hear you.
Jalen Hurts. No, it's very unlikely.
It hasn't happened forever.
And Tiki said this about the Super Bowl 2 years ago. If Jalen Hurts didn't win the MVP 2 years ago in a loss.
Which he should have. 300 yards passing. 70 yards, 3 rushing touchdowns.
Yeah.
He's great. He made one mistake.
Yeah.
He had a fumble. It wasn't even a sack fumble. He just kind of lost the ball, and it got returned for a touchdown.
And I think what's so...
By the way, the next drive, they scored a touchdown. He got the touchdown right back.
Yeah. See, what's so unfortunate about that Super Bowl, and I was rooting for Kansas City. I say this as a football fan. What I think of, like my lasting memory of Chiefs versus Eagles 1, was the James Bradbury penalty.
Yes.
Not because it was a bad call. I don't think it was.
But it just allowed the Chiefs to just kneel and kick a field goal.
Yes, and it didn't allow us to see Kansas City kick the field goal and then Jalen Hurts and the Eagles at least have a chance to either win the game or send it to overtime. And I remember as a football fan feeling the right word isn't cheated because, again, they got the right call.
It's just so anticlimactic.
Yes.
To have a Super Bowl end taking knees to kick or whatever. I don't know if they took knees or handed the ball off.
What is Dax, are you?
Tracking all our cars on Carvana Value Tracker on all our devices? Yes, Kristen, yes I am.
Well, I've been looking for my phone for...
In Dax's domain, we see all, so we always know what our cars are worth.
All of them?
All of them. Value surge, trucks up 3.9%.
That's a great offer.
I know. Sell?
Sell.
Track your car's value with Carvana Value Tracker today.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
And now, two pigeons who can't believe how good humans have it with DirecTV.
These humans are hopping from streaming apps to live sports without batting a wing.
All from the DirecTV home screen.
With just one click, you could be watching a baseball game, a movie on Netflix,
or a critically acclaimed documentary.
You watch documentaries?
I love the ones that leave you with a question.
What?
Exactly.
DirecTV, a better way to watch whatever you want to watch. Visit DirecTV.com.
Internet-connected Gemini device, separate Netflix membership, and additional paid subscriptions required for third-party apps.
They were in point-blank range. So they're not actually playing football. They're just running out the clock to kick the game-winning field goal.
There was something very disappointing about that.
No, I hear you.
And that's my... I don't know if you guys... Do you feel that? Is that your memory of that Super Bowl?
Yeah.
Yeah.
It just became anticlimactic in the last minute and a half.
Yeah.
And so you want big games to be pushed
like down to it. Is he going to make the play? Is he going to make the throw? Is he going to get out of bounds? Oh, my God, you don't get out of bounds. What are you doing? Like, you didn't have any of that.
We were cheated of that opportunity. And I hate to use the word cheat because they got the call right. Yes. Like, I mean, what do we want them not to get the calls right just so we could be entertained?
It was a bad play by Bradbury.
And that was the other thing I remember. So Eagle fans were bitching. Oh, this is so typical. The refs. It's the same crap we're hearing now, right? The refs were in the bag for the Chiefs. And what ended that was that James Bradbury, who's a class dude, sat there at his locker after the game and said, that's on me.
Right.
I committed a penalty, and they called it. And it took the air out of the sails of the whining Eagle fans, because if the player's admitting that there was a penalty, what can you actually say?
Right.
What can you cry about?
And that penalty happened before Taylor Swift was ever dating Travis Kelsey.
Is that true? Oh, yeah, I guess you're right.
The Road to New Orleans on the Fan is sponsored by Bet365. Whatever the moment, it's never ordinary at Bet365.
But overall, I mean, that was a great game, and I think we're going to get that. But, man, that was terrible. I'm looking back at my notes from that game. 3rd and 8, hold on, Bradbury. To answer your question, what happened after, right?
Mm-hmm.
They ran a play with Jerick McKinnon, who slid down before he got in the end zone.
Yep.
Because the Eagles, I guess, were trying to let him score.
Yeah,
they
basically were just pulling off of him.
That's right. They had one more timeout left. This was about 1:36 to go. So imagine the Bradbury penalty isn't called. He kicks the field goal. It's 38-35. Eagles get the ball with 1:40 to go with one timeout. Like, let's go. I mean, I assume he drives the field and they kick a field goal. Maybe they score a touchdown based on what was going on. So McKinnon slides down early, and then there were back-to-back kneel downs. That brought the clock down about 10 seconds.
Mm-hmm.
They kicked the field goal, and all that was left was a squib kick and one play with 6 seconds to go.
Yeah.
And we don't remember it because it was like, this thing is over.
I don't even remember what the play was. I guess I could look, but.
Yeah, that one I don't remember. I didn't write that down. I write down notes sometimes, and I keep it. That's why. So that we could refer to it 2 years later when we completely forgot. 888-808-1019. Back to your calls. Let's go to Mike in Westchester. What's up, Mike?
Hey, what's up, guys? How are you?
Good.
Longtime Giant. I got a question for you, though. And I think one of the biggest travesties of the first Super Bowl with Eli was the MVP pick. The MVP of that game was Strahan, Tuck, and Umunyura.
Mm-hmm.
The Giants would have never been anywhere near that game if they don't rip. They sacked them 5 times. They knocked them down 11 times. They dropped 8 people back into coverage because of those three guys. The game was 14-10 with 2 minutes to go in the game.
Right.
Eli gets MVP. So my question to you guys is, are we still having this conversation if he's one MVP instead of two? I'd love to hear your answer.
That's a great question. That's a great question. How would you answer that?
Probably not.
Really?
Yeah.
Think that second MVP puts him over the top because it's such a rarefied air? Well, not put him over the top, but at least puts him over the top with some.
It puts him in a unique category. But let's also not forget, he did make 2 great plays on that game-winning drive.
Yeah. I remember sitting there saying to Beningo, wow, Michael Strahan may be the MVP.
Mm.
Wow, Justin Tuck may be the MVP. But I don't think it was universal on which defensive player you would actually say was the MVP. Want to make it Jay Alford because he had the sack on Tom Brady at the end, too?
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Like, I don't think there was one specific guy. But here's why, overall, it still should have been Eli Manning. Because even though the defense did an utterly brilliant job, they held one of the great offenses of all time to 14 points. Eli Manning twice in the fourth quarter, needed to make plays and lead his team down the field.
Yeah.
And he did it twice. First with the David Tyree touchdown, then with the David Tyree catch and the Plaxico Burress touchdown. And he had to make a lot of plays. How many third downs did they convert
on?
That's what you talked about. He deserves
it. This is what Sean was referring to earlier when he's talking about game-winning drives or two-minute drills. Eli was elite at that.
Yeah.
And it started actually in his rookie season. When we drove all the way down the field and beat the Dallas Cowboys for his first win of the season, first win of his career. That's what he did. And so in that game, he performed that way. By the way, the last play, the Hail Mary for the Eagles game, Jalen Hurts didn't even get the ball to the 20.
Really?
Ball was on the 35, snapped. He threw a Hail Mary, 36 actually, threw a Hail Mary. It landed about the 25.
They were better off doing the lateral.
Just the lateral throwing around.
That was their only shot. Let's go to Ron in Brooklyn. How you doing, Ron? Hey, Ron.
Hey, how's it going? Hey, fellas. Thanks for taking my call.
No problem.
That guy almost stole my thunder a little bit because I was going to point out that one of those Super Bowls, the defense carried that team, man. The defense won that Super Bowl. And I think really you know, Eli really only carried them on one of those Super Bowls, man. He had a great run on one of those Super Bowls. The other one was, I think, the defense. And I also wanted to ask you guys, Jim Plunkett won two Super Bowls, and he didn't make it to the Hall of Fame. So I was wondering what was his regular stats compared to Eli's.
Not as good. Not as good. Because I've looked that up, too. Jim Plunkett's before my time. I admit that. Yeah. So I'm just doing it based on stats, not by the eye test. I don't watch him. His numbers are not that good. So I know he's always brought up. He also didn't win the MVP twice, which leads back to the question our last caller asked about, does winning the Super Bowl MVP multiple times put him over the top? And it probably does contribute because Jim Plunkett didn't have that.
No.
He has the two Super Bowls as a quarterback, but he doesn't have the MVP honors.
It's such a different game.
It's that time of year again. My schedule is packed with bracket-busting, three-point shooting, nonstop basketball action. I don't want to miss a second of it. That's why I go for a five-hour energy shot. They're perfect for my days packed with back-to-back games or whenever my favorite team is playing late. 5-Hour Energy keeps me going during the broadcast and the next morning when I need to get myself up and to work. Visit 5hourenergy.com for great deals and to stock up before tip-off.
Think warm. Think palm trees. Think baseball. Hi, I'm MLB.com's Matt Monaghan. The long, dark freeze is over and spring training is finally here. If you're a baseball fan looking for a quick, easy way to get all the scores, top stories, and best sound bites from Florida and Arizona, you're in luck.
I don't think people realize how good we are. I don't even know if we realize how good.
The Morning Lineup Podcast, a short, less than 10-minute baseball highlight show, is available anywhere on any platform you listen to podcasts on, 5 days a week. We can't wait to meet you there.